If you're looking for healthy recipes that include beef, you might want to pick up a copy of the Healthy Beef Cookbook. In this interview, I have one of the co-authors for that cookbook, and that's Richard Chamberlain. And Richard, I know you're also a chef and have your own restaurants. I'd like, first of all, for you to just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in this project.
I got involved with the cookbook really for several reasons. One, I come from a family of cattle producers. I also have an interest in health. I have a history of heart disease in our family, and So I've been on the board of the American Heart Association Dallas chapter for about the last 8 years. And then I also love beef, being a chef and owning a steakhouse.
Well, this project, this cookbook, was funded by the National Beef Checkoff. And I guess I'd ask, what was the goal and what do you hope to accomplish through the production of this cookbook?
Well, there are several goals. One is to make people aware of the 29 cuts of lean beef that are available in the markets. And number two, how to cook them so that they taste their very, very best. And then also to provide chef tips in the cookbook so that we can make cooking in general just easy for consumers.
When did you start on this project? How long did it take to put together?
It's been, since really start to finish, it's been about a 2-year project. You know, much of that was just in a lot of research and development, and then also bringing the parties together. You know, it's a partnership between the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and then there's also the American Dietetic Association. Betsy Hornick is the co-author, who's a dietitian, and then myself.
Where do we go from here? The cookbook is available for public purchase and distribution. How does somebody get a hold of one? And do you have any information about how that's gone so far, how it's been received?
Well, all the markets that we've visited so far have really been enthusiastic about it. The feedback from both the media and the public in terms of just the quality of the book and the recipes in them have just been really, really great. You know, the goal is to get this book out to as many people as possible so that we can spread the word of how great lean beef is for you. And you know, we'll do that through as many media markets that we can hit and work with.
Pick out a couple recipes you might point to in there. Do you have a favorite, for example?
There's a lot of great recipes, and I might mention, it's very consumer-friendly. Many of the recipes contain less than 10 ingredients. Many of them take less than 30 minutes to cook. So in terms of, you know, just really being a great family-type book, it was really designed around that. One of my favorite recipes, as a matter of fact, I was doing a story or working on a story with the Dallas Morning News, you know, in my home market, and the writer said, "Well, I'm gonna try this Italian beef pot roast, and if I like it, I'm gonna do a story on it." And she loved the Italian beef pot roast, which is, using a chuck pot roast steak, and it's cooked with olives and capers and this really rich broth. And she ended up doing a full 2-page spread on the cookbook in the Dallas Morning News, which has a circulation of about 800,000. You know, that's the type of feedback that we get with these really great recipes that are really easy to do.
If somebody wants to get a copy, how do they get a hold of one?
Well, of course, they can go to beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Amazon.com sells them, as well as many of the book retailers that are out there.
Do you think we're going to have a part two somewhere down the road?
I hope so. It'd be fun just to see what the next step is in it.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Richard Chamberlain, who is chef and co-author of the Healthy Beef Cookbook. And reporting from the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.